you for my mother. Thank you for your family. Thank you for your wife. Thank you for your husband. Thank you for life. Less than 25 days, I'm going to be crossing over to the new year. Just appreciate you. Just thank you. I'm going to be your mother, pray. Just say, Lord, I thank you. Not ask of anything this morning. Just say, Lord, thank you for the grace to be the friends of God. Many are tied in addiction, and that addiction has held them spellbound in their different locations. They cannot be the friends of God. But David said, I am glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. And among the people who are in the house of God, who are dancing to the Lord, who are alive and well, pray, appreciate it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. A lot of time, just 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we are going to be done. But I want you to take note of this revelation and pray it very well in your closet. That's why when mommy was praying, some of us were not really praying, but the Holy Spirit reminded me of what he showed me. Because I didn't even know that Daddy, our pastor, would say, okay, come and speak today. I was not aware. Just yesterday, he gave me the information. But the Lord revealed something to me because we are in a season of fasting and prayer for the Congress. I saw just three things I want to mention now. So we are going to pray. We use one prayer point to round it up. Number one, when mommy was praying, I saw a woman. And it was as if they called her that the husband has been killed. And I saw the grave. But I pray for you. Every woman that is here, that is married, suddenly your husband will not die. Amen. I said, suddenly your husband will not die. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And secondly, I saw like a lady that is into business. Because that first one was for a woman. Second one was for a woman also. They're into business. They lied and conspired against you. And they accuse you wrongly for what you did not do. I pray for you. Every wrong accusation from the camp of darkness, I pray the Lord shall vindicate you. The Lord shall vindicate you. In the name of Jesus. Finally, and the Lord revealed what is for a man. Lord revealed for a man. I'm going to pray. And I believe and trust God. There's evil that are planning to happen, but before it happens, the Lord shall give you the discernment. You shall escape that location. You shall move away from that place. Before that occurrence of that evil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now pray this final. Say, Lord, my Father, my Creator. Count me worthy to see 2025. Okay, when I pray that prayer now. Count me worthy to see 2025. In the name of Jesus. Count me worthy to see 2025. In the name of Jesus. Shall I go pray? Count me worthy. This is the enemies. The enemies are looking for blood in their blood bank. My head is not for sale. My blood is bitter. Count me worthy to see the year 2025. In the name of Jesus. When there is something happening in you, I shall not be found wanting. Shall I go pray that prayer? Very serious. Pray. I said, somebody has been revelation. Holy Ghost, every sickness, every disease that want to snatch out and smoke out the land, the Lord shall destroy it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. Receive all the praise. Receive all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for your word. The Bible says the word of God bringeth light. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this area headquarter. Lord, it's a beginning of a new dawn. Lord, today shall be a blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have 4 Sundays to go. 3 Sundays to go. Father, give us a Christmas gift. Lord, give everyone here a Christmas gift. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we shall not, no one here, no soul in this congregation shall be found wanting in 2025. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jam your beautiful hands together for Jesus and the people of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm working strictly with time. So in the next 7 minutes or 10 minutes we are done. So today is a charge, it's not a message.
So I want to appreciate God in heaven for this opportunity. First of all, I want to appreciate also my area mommy. He's relating my area pastor. He's here in spirit. May God bless you, man. I want to appreciate my area parish pastor. Hallelujah. Daniel Lutoya. He has been a lover of the work of God. That God will reward you. And your wife. God bless you, mommy. Thank you very much. By the grace of God, just quickly, the child I want to give you this morning is one major ingredient, because this is Congress Week. So everything now in Redeemed globally is talking about Christian, onward Christian soldier. So just want to give you one major ingredient that helps a soldier. From tomorrow, we'll start listening from direct source, from God through his servant, and that they are devil you. But just one ingredient. The Lord just said, okay, what will we talk about? The Lord just said, speak about this. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible said, and the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. The book of the law, which, what is the book of the law? The word of God. And you meditate in it day and night. Wherein you have good success and you prosper. So the topic is one major ingredient of a soldier, which is the word of God. That's paraphrased, the word of God. The efficiency of the word cannot be overemphasized in the life of a believer. But before I go ahead, Daddy, thank you so much for that correction, because we printed the flyer for 27, 28, 29. They said the Holy Spirit worked. So thank God that every program under the area is beneath the authority, because we are a church and respect authority. So there's a program in the area headquarter on Sunday evening. So that Sunday evening is like going to be a Thanksgiving. So everyone that was preparing like Sunday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Friday night is the first day of the crusade. Saturday night is the last day of the crusade. So by the grace of God, next week is just Sunday. I will go to other parish and sensitize them. Hallelujah. But if you are youth in this place, you are a teenager, you are a young adult, even if it's a crusade for the whole area, but make sure you are not found wanting at Omonile, because that is about it. Is this junction just Omonile? So this, we are storming this junction for Jesus Christ, and I'm trusting God by the mercy of God. He's not man. He's not a man of God or a man. He's a God of man, not a man of God. So I'm trusting God to be joined with my crusade brother, Evangelist Emmanuel. Hallelujah. You know, some of us are here in prayer in the program, and by the grace of God, those 2 nights, we are going to hit that place. And the Lord has given us favor with the shop owners there. So we just go and just touch that place. 3 hours or 2 hours right now. The Lord shall take charge in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please come out and mass. Invite your neighbor. Let us storm that junction. Let them know that something happened there. Are you hearing me? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the Bible says, this book of the law. The Bible says the word of God is a light unto my feet. Meaning that anybody without a word as a Christian is groping in darkness. Have you ever entered a dark room where there's no light? You can imagine a blind man, you try to, and he's so, that's one of the pathetic states to be. Some people will say it's better to be dead than to be blind. Because you can't see, everywhere is dark. And the Bible says the word of God is a light unto my feet and a lamp on my path. So the word of God is so powerful, is so important. That's why as the Bible says, as newborn babe, earnestly desire the sincere milk of the word that he may grow. When you give your life to Christ, one of the first things you do is not to rush after prophecy. Begin to look from church to church. Let them lay hand on you. First thing you should do is to stuff the word of God inside you. Because let me tell you one thing. The last prophecy, the revelation I gave about a man, a young man, what will enable you to overcome when that evil is about to occur is discernment. Because discernment of spirit is what will tell you something is about to happen. Leave this place. Don't travel now. Apply for that job now. That's discernment. And discernment, one of the key of discernment is the word. If you don't have the word of God, you can't discern very well. Because if somebody come now and tell me, I celebrate grace, my beautiful wife is here with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think this is the first time I'm preaching this talk with my wife now. Yeah. Two of us.
Hallelujah.
Now, if somebody will tell me that, madam, I saw you getting married tomorrow, that's a wrong prophecy. Because the Bible says that the word of God abided forever, that all these things will cease. So if somebody come and tell you, I see you, madam, marrying tomorrow. Ah, what kind of story is that? Or marrying this night when your husband is around. So you cannot marry another man's wife. Because it is contradictory to the word of God. Any prophecy that is contradictory to the word of God, in which there are someone who is loaded with the word, as a soldier, who has the word in you, with you, you automatically descend. This is word of God. Praise God.
So, you don't need any soothsayer, you don't need any prophet to tell you when something is contradicting to the gospel. If I come now, tell you, come and lick my shoe, lick my shoe, lick my shoe, receive miracle. From where?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because many believers are after gimmicks. They don't want to study. But it's a study to show yourself approved unto God, a woman needed not to be ashamed. Rightly divided. Because many people are wrongly divided. Yes, many people are wrongly divided. And many people are going to be ashamed. Because God said, a woman needed not to be ashamed. When you go out now, you are about to go out very soon, the next minute, when you want to share your flyer, somebody tell you, and the polygamist, and it's right in the Bible, but you don't know how the word in you to educate and try to bring him out of that darkness. When God said the prince of Israel, applying that eye, that they will not know the truth. The scales that Paul the Apostle prayed and fell up of that man's hand. He ignored the word that, because the word of God is power to break that evil knowledge that made that man to be prepared in polygamy. And that polygamy is taking on steady road to hell. But because you don't have the word in you, you believe it. And you need to eat your mouth.
You know the Lord said to my father, Lord, father. No, I'll call you back. Because you don't have the word.
So you can't convert a Christian. It's not just to go out. That's what the Bible says.
Wait in the upper room. Then you'll be a witness. Before you become a witness, you must have a waiting time. And that waiting time is to study the word of God.
It's to study the word of God. Our time is fast spent.
So that ingredient as a child of God is a charge to you today. When you go home, spend time. Read as if Daddy know what I want to talk about.
One of the ways to break addiction is the word. He said a man was telling him, read one chapter every day. One chapter every day and gambling less. I don't know how Christians are comfortable with best friend Jack. I don't know how he said that game will enter. When I'm seeing it, you are a child of God. You're talking about that game will enter. You are not the word coming.
Yes.
Because you don't live a life of gambling. There are two things, addiction that the Lord helped me. Those days, I cannot watch football match. My father, Germany 2006, my father had to buy cable because of me. Because you know that 12 o'clock, this ball will go up and watch match. I was so addicted to it. Now I love Manchester, yes. But I'm not a football fan, maybe a fan of that club. But if not, I don't watch a match. If I just say, you have a match, I go see, finish. But to stay and watch one full match, my wife is here. At least I've been married for 1 year. I don't know when I've sat down and watched one full match. But some people are addicted to football to the point that they can even stay in a Sunday morning and watch football. Because the word of God is not in them. Number two, I love secular music. 50 cents, those days. Some of us are Christians. Open your phone now. You see Christian worship music there. Some people will go to church, do wedding, then reception and play secular song. As a redeemer, it's an error. Tell your neighbor,
it's an error.
I did my wedding in December 29 last year. I told them, if you make any mistake to play secular music, I walk you out. I give friendly instructions to my wife. Don't try it. No alcohol, no secular music. The word of God I knew. If the word is not in you, you won't know what is right. That's, as a soldier, it's a major ingredient. There's no more time, right out of it. That's true. There's a major ingredient to break addiction. Talk to God in prayer. Say, Lord, I need the hunger, the urge for the word. Give me the hunger and the urge for the word of God. One of the things I know, the parish pastor of this church, he has the word. When you see him teaching Sunday school, it is sweet like honey. When I listen to him, He is loaded with the word. You are a pastor, you are an evangelist, you are a worker, you need the word of God. You are a child of God, you need the word of God. The church you are worshiping is built on the word of God. A soldier that should move onward as a Christian soldier should be stuffed, loaded, packed with the word of God. The word of God is power. Talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in prayer.
Tell the Lord, let the war, let it dwell in me richly. Every negative thing that is in me, let the world push it out. That is the revolution. To be able to read your word, to meditate on your word, so that I can make my way prosperous. Tell the Lord, let me not be part of your word. Give me the grace to remain in your word. Give me the grace to eat the wall. Give me the grace to digest the wall. Give me the grace to breathe the wall. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let my word let me impact my soul, body and spirit. Thy beautiful righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's pray for our hands. For pastor that the Lord has used to bless us this morning. Bless the Lord. Keep him standing as your soldier. The grace shall continue in this journey without looking back. For it is dangerous to look back. Give him the grace. The grace of the four families for you to break the kingdom of darkness, to destroy the plans of the devil, for signing souls, let it be hostile in him, let his life overcame your glory. Each time you decree and declare that it, let it come out with power, let it come out with power. Help me to finish well and to finish so wrong. Thank you, most righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be. In changes not. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let's listen to this instruction. Just 30 minutes or less to do this evangelical work. We are coming back.